legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee has wrapped up its first week of budget hearings. The committee heard from the governor early in the week and has started reviewing agency budgets. The governor wants to eventually divert money going into the state's permanent mineral trust fund in an effort to keep the state budget where it is. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that lawmakers have mixed thoughts on that idea, but they're more concerned that the governor has not given more thought to a major budget threat.
One who likes the governor's overall approach is Laramie Representative Kathy Connolly. Despite the fact that revenues are projected to decline over $600 million by 2018, Connolly says the state has plenty in reserve to not make massive budget cuts. She says the legislature has been socking lots of money away, and now it is time to slow some of that down.
Right now, we need to, I think, look at those savings policies that we have so that we can do the kind of spending that we absolutely need to do.
Connolly is a Democrat, but the majority of the Joint Appropriations Committee are Republicans, who are not so sure the governor is thinking through the revenue decline. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Steve Harshman says he does not think the state needs massive cuts or layoffs, and he wants to keep moving forward with some construction projects.
We're going to use some revenue somewhere. I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to cut over 10% and have RIFs. I just don't think we're at that point yet. I don't think the people that we represent would want us to do that.
But the thing the governor did not address to Harshman's satisfaction is what to do about a projected $700 million shortfall for schools. During his budget hearing, the governor made it clear he wants the state to cut back on construction before it considers any tax increases.
I believe that it's the wrong time to do that. Not that I don't think there's an issue that needs to be dealt with, but I think that the greatest burden of any increase would be put upon the very industries that are struggling the most now.
Harshman disagrees with that approach.
Well, it's tough, because if you're going to do it without tax increases, there's going to have to be more cuts.
Casper Senator Drew Perkins puts it more bluntly.
Until or unless we find a solution to the school side of the funding, that will sink the ship of state as far as the budget goes.
Perkins says they have to do something.
We're going to have to make a choice of, do we fund schools differently? Do we expand the tax base for schools? Or do we? Is it time to look and reorganize the whole issue?
School construction used to be paid by local taxpayers who would pass a bond issue. That would result in a temporary property tax hike until the new school was built. But a Supreme Court ruling in the 1990s said the state was responsible for paying for school construction itself. At the time, Senator Phil Nicholas was a fan of a statewide property tax to pay for school construction. Then along came millions of dollars in money from coal leases, and school construction was paid using that money. But that money is disappearing, and the state needs millions of dollars starting in 2017. Phil Nicholas agrees that industry would feel some pain.
What's the higher burden? Give them a small tax now and begin to fill the lack of revenue that we're losing from coal lease bonuses, or to wait until the hole's so big that you have to go out and make a large tax. And the only large tax out there that would fill that void is a sales tax.
Nicholas is pushing lawmakers to at least consider legislation that could get them moving towards solving the problem this year. But he admits it could be a tough sell. Members of the Appropriations Committee say they can't wait too long, though, for a solution, because the next budget session could be worse than this one. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.